The opening track of U2's landmark album Acton Baby, Zoo Station, announced a dramatic reinvention of the band. Inspired by the atmosphere of a reunified Berlin, it replaced U2's traditional earnest rock sound with distorted guitars, industrial textures and electronic influences. The title refers to Berlin's famous transport hub, Berlin Zoologischer Garten Station. The song serves as a manifesto for the band's new artistic direction in the 1990s, but for me, it is a clarion call for the Irish. The live version you're about to hear is from the summer of 1993, when U2 returned to their hometown with the juggernaut that was the Zoo TV tour. It was a culmination of all their hard work and was a tremendous achievement, as well as one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Well, certainly the most original. It was a relatively short time from their support act to the Police in Leixlip in 1980, but here they were, the undisputed biggest band in the world. Tied in with a newfound confidence in the Irish. By our nature, the Irish frown on people with notions. But we're damn proud of these guys. The band dreamed big and truly caught the zeitgeist of the 90s with innovation and artistic boldness. They showed the rest of us we could be the main act, not just the support, and we could do it in a completely new way. We had, as a nation, grown in confidence since U2's The Joshua Tree in 1987. With the success of the Irish football team, with movies such as The Field and The Commitments, events such as the Eurovision wins, including the Riverdance success, Peace Up North was brewing, and finally, a decorated woman was becoming our head of state. The old order was finally going, and U2 led the way as the champions of Anything Goes. The opening line reflects the newfound determination. I'm ready for what's next. I'm ready to duck. I'm ready to dive. I'm ready to say I'm glad to be alive. I'm ready for the push. This was our time, and truly it was as good as it got. If future historians ever want to know the moment of a nation finally disshackled itself of a troubled past and gave a confident roar to the future, they'd be hard-pressed to beat the 1 minute 6 seconds into this anthem as artist and audience dovetail sweetly.